is one of the biggest names in world business, and he came to Africa to give a masterclass on becoming an entrepreneur. Jack Ma, worth more than $42 billion and listed by Forbes as one of the most influential business people on the planet. He was rejected for 30 jobs before coming into his own and founding Alibaba, the Chinese-based e-commerce giant. He was in Johannesburg to tell entrepreneurs here his story.
I'm very inspired and moved and touched when I'm sitting there listening to all the great speeches. Thank you, my friends. Thank you, my colleagues. Entrepreneurs. We're lucky that this life we can be together on the way to do something ourselves, to do something we believe, to do something that we dreamed of. Last year was my first trip to Africa. Before I came to Africa, I worried a lot, like anybody else. This and that, this is no good, that is no good, this is not safe, everything. But I said, no matter whatever you worry, you have to step on Africa and feel it and touch it yourself. So I came. I thought, it's too late. Why didn't I come 10 years ago? Yeah. Africa is a continent full of opportunities. And I was inspired and I said, from now on, every year, I will come to Africa, visit the 3 countries. So this is my second trip to Africa. And I hope in next 10, 15 years, I can finish visiting 54 countries in Africa, every country. And I came with a lot of friends, business leaders in China, and they said, what we can do? I said, don't do anything, come here, feel it. Only when you feel it, you will love it. When I left Africa last year, I feel like something should be done, and a lot of things can be done. And I asked myself one thing, that the day when I start Alibaba, and I told my team, and there is a sentence we remember, if not now, when? If not me, who? Right? So we said, let's come to Africa, do something. And this is why we came. And people say, well, Africa, there's so many problems. Tell me, in the world, there is a place, there's no problems? There's no place in the world, there's no problems, right? And people say, yeah, Africa is a poor, there's no wealth, but I feel there's the best wealth of human beings here. You have a beautiful air, blue sky, and the nature and wild animals. These are the richest assets that the whole world admire, and especially China, we admire blue sky. Right. I wish I could stay here for 20 days and you know, for a whole month here. And I visited Ethiopia and Botswana and South Africa this time, and we already start to plan next year what are the countries we want to visit. And people say, well, Africa is too old, but I think this continent is such a young, full of young people everywhere, right? And when you listen to the entrepreneurs, the e-founders when in Hangzhou, I said, these people, the entrepreneurs in Africa, they are the soup first class in the world. I'm sitting from the heart. The way they say the dream, the belief, the action, and the passion, this is amazing. I think this land is full of chance, full of opportunities, full of dreams. And I think the other things you see, this land also has a lot of responsibilities. I was in Cape Town yesterday, we're giving 50 awards to the rangers. Those people protect the animals, right? We promised we were giving 50 rangers awards every year. And these people are the job creators. They are the real heroes. I said 100, 200 years ago, people named those people killing animals are the heroes. Now we should hero those people who protect animals. And I always believe when everything's ready, it's too late. And does not entrepreneurs do the things before everything's ready. There will be no Alibaba if everything's ready. Why Jack Ma? You know, this guy failed again and again for so many times. I failed an examination for university for 3 times, no money, and my father, my mother, both are very poor people in the cities. So there's no chance for us. Africa the same. Today's Africa is much better than 19 years ago when we started Alibaba. People, it was such a terrible speed at that time if we're using internet. You know, when I started my business 1994 for the internet, I invite a lot of people say, Jack is telling a lie. There is no such thing called internet. I went to register my company, and in the company registering officer, people say, what kind of a company you want to do? I said, Hanzo Internet Consulting Company. He said, internet? There is no such word in the dictionary. They cannot register the company. And China was not connected to the internet the day when I registered my company. 3 months later, China was connected to the internet. So in order to prove that I was not a liar, I invited TV people came to my room. We waited 3.5 hours to download the first front page. And that was true, right? And this is said, and at that time, nobody believed internet. Nobody believed e-commerce. Nobody believed China would have e-commerce. No logistic, no credit cards. The same question people asking you now, how can Africa have internet companies? How can you do e-commerce? You don't have a credit card. You don't have logistics. You don't have government support. You don't have everything. That's the opportunity. As an entrepreneur, we never complain. We make other people complain. We make our competitors complain. We never cry, because if cry can solve the problems, can solve no problem. We make competitors cry. We make those people who do not believe our dreams cry. In my apartment where we started, 18 founders, and we aim high, we have a dream. We say, we want to become the top 10 internet companies or websites in the world. Guys, at that time, we are ranking several million names. But we say, we want to be number 10, or the top 10 of the world. We want to make this company last 102 years, and we don't know where's our pay next month. Well, when you are poor, if you have a dreams, you never feel poor. You know what we are doing. So after, we never say we will win next year or we win tomorrow. We say we will win in 10, 20 years. 19 years passed. Today, we are the top 10 websites, internet companies in the world, right? And 90 years past, today, we never expect that Alibaba business, Alibaba company is just e-commerce without Ali and financing. Alibaba e-commerce, our market cap is $500 billion. So think about it. Tell me 19 years ago, anybody can say a company in China can be the top 10 internet companies in the world? Or 10 years ago, 20 years ago, anybody can believe a company in Asia could be the top 10 global tech companies in the world? So people here believe in Africa, in 10, 20 years, you will have at least 10, 20 Alibaba companies. Because if you don't dream, if you don't start to work, this thing will never happen. But if you start to do it, you have a chance. If not 500 billion, 50 billion is okay. Imagine Africa, 1.2 billion people. Most people are young people, right? As I heard from my friend, Dr. Katui, you have got 13 million young people graduate from university looking for jobs. These are the resources. When Alibaba started to hire people, we could not hire people at all, because nobody wanted to join a company, strange name Alibaba, right? And work in an apartment. And nobody believed e-commerce and internet. So we hired anybody who can walk. We don't care. Right, whether you have a master's degree or bachelor's degree, as long as you believe us. So they join us. We start off from nothing. It was true. For the first 10 years was tough, very difficult days. Because we cannot find customers, we cannot find good engineers, we cannot find any sort of resources. We cannot get money from the banks, right? So people say, well, you know, in Africa, we cannot get loans from the banks. Everywhere in the world, banks do not give small business money. Right, so we start to be very careful for every cent we spend. And the day, our first IPO year 2007, when Alibaba IPO'd in Hong Kong, year 2007, we had a lot of millionaires in the company. And I asked my colleagues, like we have like 300 people become millionaires. And I asked them, hey, now tell me, you become millionaires because you are smarter than the others? The people said, no. We even cannot find jobs, right? Because you are hardworking? Yes, we were we found more people hardworking than us, but they did not succeed. Why they're not smart? All the smart people at that time, they went to Microsoft and IBM, and headhunting companies came to headhunt all the best guys from us. And we are the people, nobody come to headhunt us. We have no place to go. We believe in ourselves. We believe our dream. We work together. So I say, we are the people because nobody wants us. I am the person. Over 30 companies don't want me. Right? So we are the people get used to be rejected. We are the people get used to be saying no from the other people. Why people should help you? People help you, that is unusual. People do not help you, that is very common. You should work to earn to be helped. Right? So, in order to encourage my 17 founders and all the people who joined us, I said, our competitor is very strong. At that time, our competitor was eBay. A lot of the eBay guys graduate from Harvard. We are people graduate from no. I don't want to even mention about the university names. We're nobody. But I say, if we can win, if we can succeed, 80% of the young people in China, in the world, can be successful. Because we believe, we work, a lot of have dreams, but they don't work hard. A lot of work hard, but they don't have dreams. Entrepreneurs should work plus dreams. In this way, we can win. Africa, don't listen to those experts telling you don't do this, don't do that. Tell them Africa needs a future. The future has no experts. Right? We entrepreneurs, someday we are the experts. Right? So this is what I think. And when you're an entrepreneur, get used to failure. Today, say, Alibaba, you succeed. Well, our company won't last 102 years. Why 102 years? Because every target, every goal we give to our team should be very accurate. We were born in 1999. Last century, we had 1 year. We want to spend 100 years and plus 1 year, 102, cross 3 centuries. So very accurate. We never see we are successful because we are only 19 years old. There's 83 years to go. So we will never see we are successful. We just survived 19 years. We are lucky. But in the past 19 years, we have made thousands of mistakes. As an entrepreneur, don't learn from other people how they succeed. Learn from how these people fail. Because a lot of MBA schools, they teach you successful case studies. When you read too many successful, you think you can be successful. No! lot of things that you don't know. Because, you know, some business school came to Alibaba, write case studies. They say, no, this is Alibaba. And I say, no, this is not Alibaba. They wanted me to sign after 1 week study. They say, this is case study Alibaba A. I say, no, this is not me. They say, Jack, you don't know you. And I say, all right, I sign. And next 5 years, every year there is a case study in Tsinghua University. I was invited to sitting at the back, listen to the MBA schools talk, learning about our case study. And they always put a competitor. Competitor and Alibaba, who will succeed? For 5 years, they always agree Alibaba will die, the competitor will win. But 5 years, all the competitors died. So how can you learn from the case study like that? Learn from the mistakes. Because the mistake, most of the companies I talk to, entrepreneurs, most of the mistakes they made are the same. Most of the success reasons, you don't know, they're different reasons. So when you learn from the mistakes, not because you want to avoid the mistakes, because when you see the mistakes, when you have these kind of problems, you know how to face it. An entrepreneur have a strong heart towards the difficulties, the mistakes, the troubles, the failures, but should it be a warm and soft heart to your colleagues and to the customers. And I think one of the things I want to share with the values, the six values, among the two values, very unique in Alibaba, which I think the whole world should think about. We put customer number one, employee number two, shareholder number three. Most companies in the Wall Street, they put the shareholder number one. I said, customer is the most important. If you serve them well, they pay you the money. And the second important is colleagues. Why the colleagues get together? Because they want to serve the customers. If they do not serve the customers, why we get it together? Right? So if the customer happy, employees happy, the shareholders will be happy. And the next value I'll share with you is embrace the change. In this changeable world, keep changing is the best way to keep step, keep successful. I remember year 2000 when I tried to raise my money. I went to a lot of venture capitalists. They say, Jack, give me the business plan. I said, I don't have a business plan. Well, write something. And look at the others. They have such a thick business plan. I spent a whole week writing on one piece of paper. And they said, this is a business plan, a book. The book is about how to be successful, you know, doing their business in e-commerce, internet in China. I say, how can they write a book? China was not even connected to the internet. We never change our dreams, but we change ourselves. We learn from the mistakes from the others and ourselves and change and become successful. This is how we did. So, and also I encourage all the entrepreneurs in Africa, do not think about your own country. Think about the whole Africa. Think about the whole world. If you only think about your own country, there's no difference between thinking your own country and your own village. The internet connects everywhere. And this continent is very simple. People say very complicated. I think it's very simple. If you have been to Europe, you know how complicated it is. They worry too much. Right, you know, security, privacy, this and that. Before the business is done, they start to put a lot of rules and laws. Here, you have nothing to destroy. Right? So, this world, the most difficult thing is to convincing a successful people. Successful people is telling you, don't do this, don't do that, you know, we have experience of this and that. We are the people. We want to be successful. We want to create the future. We want to do something that we believed in. So, I think the very important for Africa is to create jobs. And the best way to create jobs is to encourage small business. The best way to create jobs is to trust the young people. And I talked to the president yesterday evening. We should, every country in this world, in this century, should encourage, give good conditions, tax conditions to the startups, not big companies. Right? I'm very happy to hear that he agreed. Because those big companies, they don't need that. We startup need that. If you take tiny tax from those tiny startups, it's just like taking the meat of the mosquito legs. You're killing the others, you did not survive. So there are so many great conditions for big companies. It is time, let's get policies for startups, for young companies. And also I encourage all the entrepreneurs, if you want to start a business, don't think you will be successful next month or next year. Think about at least 5 years. Because if something can be successful next month, why you? You have a rich father, you don't have to be a startup. Right? And by the way, don't be discouraged because you have a poor diploma or, you know, graduate from a poor university or low education. Don't worry about that. If you graduate from MIT, Harvard, you will never be an entrepreneur. Right? They can only be the white collar guys. So, as an entrepreneur, you should have what is the strategy for entrepreneurs? Strategy is time. 10 years, you compete with the other people, the vision. The world will be there. What kind of customers they need, how we can build it up. If you prepare for 5 years and 10 years, if you have a good team, and always do before the government do. If you're waiting for government, you have no chance. Right? When government will say, there is opportunity there, go that direction. Because it will be too crowded there, right? This is always, so as an entrepreneur, always ask yourself three questions. What do you have? What do you want? And what will you give up? What do you have? We have nothing, right? The only things we have dream, we believe, we have a team. And I believe we have the time to work hard. And what do you want? And what do you want? You have to ask what the customer want. What's the problem of the society? What's the problem of your customers? And what your team want? Think about what do you have we want and what we give up. If you don't want to give up everything, you will get nothing. A lot of business people, they never learn to focus. If you're a startup, learn to be focused on one thing, right? Because learn to be focused just like there are 9 rabbits on the ground. If you want to catch the rabbit, don't change the rabbit, change yourself. If you want to catch this one, finally you get nothing. So for 9 rabbits, don't change the rabbit, change yourself to catch that rabbit until you got it. A lot of things we have to learn. It's a great experience to be an entrepreneur. Life is so cool when you become an entrepreneur. In my life, the day I never write a book for myself. I think those people who write books are getting too old. My life just the beginning. The day when I want to write a book, Alibaba 1001 Mistakes. And I want to tell my kids how many tough days I have grown through. How many silly mistakes I've made. And this is the best experience. This is, because it's easy to be good, but it's tough to be bad. So, the other thing is, I think Africa has two great opportunities lie before us. First is digital Africa. You don't have such a complicated IT infrastructure. Today, it is very difficult to move in Europe and America because they have such a perfect IT infrastructure. You know, one of the reasons why e-commerce in China grows so fast is China infrastructure of retail is too bad. Suddenly, e-commerce come, we jump up. Africa, I think it's almost same like China 90 years ago. Opportunity. and you don't have a payment, I encourage all the government in Africa to launch the payment for everybody have the chance to reach the money. It is not that difficult. The technology is there, and don't worry about, you know, there's a security, this. I tell you, Alipay, Alibaba payment, in the past 15 years, we've been going such a tremendous amount. Every day now, we have more than 500 million transactions. We are bigger than Visa Global, Master Global. We have more than $10 trillion transaction last year. We don't have even 1 cent mistake. Any bank tell me that you don't have 1 cent mistake in 1 year? We don't, for 15 years. The technology is there. The only thing is you want your people to be rich. You want your small business to reach the money.